Back again. I know it's been a long time. We shouldn't have
Since we
left
left
you
you.
without some good talk to step to, man. Shout out to my man, Pizzle in the building.
Yes, sir. Ready to get this back like cook crack. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's be clear.
Let's be clear. So to start off the Let's Be Clear show
Oh boy.
today podcast,
Oh boy.
we gotta get caught up to what's going on with Puff,
Physical
Sean Combs,
attraction.
P. Diddy. What's going on with P. Diddy? The update on P. Diddy. Now, just to give you a quick catch up of what's been happening, the feds have been on his tail for a while now. And they done leaked tapes, allegedly. I don't know who leaked the tapes, but there's video that you may have seen out there of him, beating up, physically manhandling Cassie. There's all these allegations out there about him. The feds released that they found over, what was it, 1,500 bottles of baby oil,
I
or
think it was a
maybe
thousand
less,
bottles. They had a
a
thousand
thousand
bottles of
bottles.
baby oil and
Thousand
then
bottles
like
of baby oil.
600 dildos or something like
What is going on, man? So,
Everything is going on. Hey, they
oh.
talking about they got a Jonah Hillary Clinton in the freak off jail.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've heard wild names. And just to update everybody on that as well, P. Diddy is allegedly going to sing like Nino Brown when it comes to this trial. So he's not going to hesitate to name names of who's on these freak off tapes and everything.
He better
I can
hope he
expect
can make
some,
it to trial.
man, I can expect some wild names.
I definitely expect to hear Jay-Z and Beyonce on there.
Yeah, that unfortunately.
They had the little tape with Sanaa Lathan in the little jump. She was ready to get a tag team. She was ready to get one of them road warriors off the top of the rope, Jones. Oh my
Oh
gosh.
man.
She
No,
was
my
ready.
thoughts are
Well,
like,
I mean,
because
it's gonna be
I
a whole
haven't
lot
ran
of people in there that we
any of
don't
the tapes
expect.
yet. Now,
But
not saying that I
Diddy wasn't out
couldn't,
there on MTV talking
because
about
I'm
make sure
sure
you vote for
it's
no reason.
accessible on today's internet, on what, Elon Musk's internet, we want to call it. So I'm
But
sure it's
yeah, so
accessible, but I personally haven't ran
I'm interested to
into
see. This might
the
be up there
tapes
with the
yet. So
OJ
like,
trial.
without actually telling me, like, my first thought is, how do you run into these alleged tapes? Are they just out on free market, like on Google? Or is this something like you gotta, you know what I'm saying, get from a black web or something like that? Uh-oh. Did I lose you? Hold on.
Nah, you good?
Oh, did I were you able to hear everything I said?
Nah, you went blank.
Okay, so sorry, I'll start over my question then, or well, my answer then. Where I was saying is what I was saying is where I get kind of lost, because I've never personally, oh, you look pretty, princess. You don't, I personally haven't ran into these videos, but I've heard so much about them, and I'm sure if I really wanted to find them, I could. But my first thought is like where do you find this type of stuff from? Like, is it on the regular web on Google, or is this like a dark web type situation?
Well, I would imagine some of the different type of things are on like the dark web, but like the Sanaa Lathan jump was out there. But she really was like naked or anything. She was just like kind of, I guess he had a club in his basement. And she was basically saying that she was ready to have a threesome. So,
They
but the
caught that
other
audio
ones,
out on there? Her saying that? Oh, man.
So they had stuff like that. And then like the thing with like Meek Mill, you know, even though he's trying to spend $100,000 to get his name taken out of there. But, you know, the security guy said he was right there at the door. And then it was another joint recently. Somebody got off the Diddy plane. I forgot who it was. It was a rapper, though. And you know how it is when you put it down on a shorty and they walking a little different way.
Yeah.
He got out of that joint, looked like that. Looked like that hole was hurting a little bit, boy. Them legs wasn't walking the same. It was a little wide. Man. I said, oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he looked like he had a rough ride on that airplane. Little turbulence.
Oh, man. His case was touched up.
I said, man, these mugs off the chain, man. Mm-hmm. Hollywood's something different, man. Motherfuckers will do anything to be famous sometimes.
Yeah, sadly, that's how it's been on the white side and the black side of things.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So Diddy's facing a lot of time. I do expect him to pull a Nino Brown.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. And tell on a lot of people soon. I don't know who all is going to be named. I heard a wild name, which was Michelle Obama. So I'm really praying that she's not really on there.
I've heard that too.
I mean, you can't really be facetious when you think about any of this stuff, because I mean, just look at who we're talking about here. Like, a lot of people, I'm sure, have been to P. Diddy's crib. So whether we know what if they were in the freak offs or not, a lot of people we think, celebrity wise and stuff, have probably been to Diddy's crib. So
expect no less than some
shockers on that list when it drops.
No doubt. He be chilling with Robert Kraft.
Oh man, yeah, see? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So you know Kraft probably served up Meek Mill. You know you gotta serve somebody up, so he probably served Meek Mill up. And like Usher did Lil Bieber. Bieber life ain't been the same since.
Yeah, he been crying thinking about it.
Man, what they say that man got some kind of disease now and all that. Like,
yeah, Lyme's disease, I think.
Hey man, that's crazy.
It's bad,
man.
For him.
Yeah, yeah, that Lyme disease. If it is Lyme disease, that joint ain't no joke.
Well, he's facing, Diddy is facing charges of racketeering, sex trafficking by force, and transportation for purposes of prostitution. So, Diddy looking at some serious time if he is hit with these allegations.
Last week, confirmed. They said it was 120 more people, and one of them was a 9-year-old at the time that it happened.
Yeah, you're right. 120 to be exact, explosive, abusive claims, including minors.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. And then his sons make the song to, I don't know who came to got him, DEA, CIA, FBI.
Oh, whatever. yeah, he did.
Then they made the song and talk about, oh, you dummies got the wrong house. It was the house next door. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man. Then he snitching on his own sons, too. He said, well, most of their parties was theirs. I said, damn, my mind going on everybody. I'll
get this. For Jaden, let him open it, boo.
No, I can't open it.
But yes, so you know, more will come with that. I do expect the trial to be on TV when it happens.
She might write this back.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that the America would miss that moment.
Yeah,
that could potentially be like the OJ trial.
I about to say, not, it's gonna be up with the OJ trial.
Yeah, I was gonna say not quite the OJ trial, but it could be up there because
just
who he is, and then who could potentially be named.
Yeah,
because I mean, even if you think about the Megan Thee Stallion trial, it wasn't nearly as big as P. Diddy, but there were some big names named in that trial as well.
Well, we still don't know if she got shot. We don't know what's going on. But
yeah, no comment for me on that one.
Next.
So let's get into some fantasy football. the football season has started off kind of crazy. We in the 4 weeks of football. The fifth week now, but we didn't see 4 weeks of good football. Quick touch on the Thursday night football game that ended in the shocker OT with Kirk Cousins throwing for over 500 yards and four touchdowns. How'd you feel about that game?
The game was very entertaining. Only thing, man, I get what the NFL is doing and they trying to get this money, man. Listen, I don't want no game on Amazon. I got to just specifically look into that. I got to buy two TVs because I like to go back and I don't want to watch no commercials, man. I want to keep flicking my TV. Other than that, it was the best Thursday night game so far. I felt like Tampa Bay, they just kind of blew it at the end. You get the interception. You're supposed to run that clock out, man. If you get one first down or run that out, you win the game. So you gave it right back to them, and I get it. Everybody talking about, you know, they wish they got a possession in overtime, which in the playoffs you do, just not in the regular season, if they score a touchdown. But, I mean, you had your opportunity. It came down to everything. Koo made up for the earlier missed field goal. He made, I think that was, what, a 52-yarder to tie the game up. So, I mean, it was very entertaining. I feel like Tampa let that slide away. But, I mean, they still a good team. Baker Mayfield is showing, you know, he's not a fluke at all. He's finally coming into his own, especially, I mean, you got all them wide receivers. You should be throwing to somebody. But it was definitely a good game. Congrats to Kurt out there throwing for 500. But can that last forever? They need to find a running game. They got Bijan, but, I mean, to me, him and Pitts have kind of been some of the biggest disappointments in fantasy football and in real life. As far as what was supposed to be, what they were supposed to be when they came into the league. You know, they were putting them up there with Herschel Walker and everybody else when they started in the league. And it's like, come on now, you ain't producing like that. So they got to find a running game because what Kurt throw 58 times? That just can't happen.
I think
every
so.
Day.
Yeah. About 58 times.
Yeah, that can't happen every game. And then, you know, include myself, I ain't going to lie because, you know, I'm not a huge Kirk Cousins fan. But eventually everybody going to blame him for the loss. And it's like, well, if they putting everything on his shoulders, what is he going to do? Eventually, yeah, he going to throw an interception or, you know what I'm saying? So, but, yeah, if they find a running game, Atlanta could be scary. But, yeah, we'll see.
Agreed. I thought it was a very entertaining game, although I did go to sleep on it before the end of the half. Not because it wasn't exciting, but just I was actually kind of tired. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, you getting old,
day
man.
Yesterday. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You could put a check in the box on that. It don't take much for me to get tired, but you know, what I was looking for in that game, I didn't really see. I was looking for Bijan Robinson to really get busy, and he didn't. I mean, not that he didn't get you know, 61 yards, and he averaged 5 yards a carry, which is great on 12 carries. I felt like he still didn't look the way that I think everybody thought he was going to look, like the second coming of freaking Barry Sanders. I think he still looks kind of average right now, but you know, hopefully this is his second season. He'll really jump into the guy that we're expecting him to be. And you know, it's early. Later on in the season, maybe he'll get a little bit more downhill. He still looks a little indecisive sometimes hitting that hole. Not saying, and the crazy thing about that really for me is that I felt like that was one of the good traits that he had coming out of college, was that he was a pretty straightforward runner. Like he could juke, he could spin. He's very agile. But one of the things that I thought he did well was hit the hole and, you know, get to the gap that he should get to and cut to the outside and being able to burst away from people. I haven't really seen that yet. And then,
well, that's that difference between college and the NFL. In college, when he hit that hole and he had that hole the size of motherfucking the number two bus.
Yeah, you know, it's Texas. It's different.
Yeah. When you playing Glaucoma State, it's a lot different.
That is so true. I was going to say about Kurt. I mean, the guy never ceases to amaze me, honestly. The fact that he was the you like that guy, the second guy, the QB2 behind RG3 in Washington, and he turns into this crazy guaranteed money automatic guy every year. And then, you know, here he comes for this Thursday night football game against a resurgent looking Bucks team with that giddy Baker Mayfield over there. He's like a happy little leprechaun throwing touchdowns.
He wants me go.
I'm surprised that, you know, Kirk Cousins comes out and throws for 500 yards and 4 touchdowns. Like, what even spearheads this? Like, is this like written in the NFL script or something that I'm missing? Because like this dude just, like I said, he never ceases to amaze me. But yeah, it was a great game. Well, I don't want to touch too more on that. I'll leave it at that.
You throw 58 times, you're supposed to have a whole bunch of yards now.
True indeed. But and honestly, they should have lost that game, honestly. Yeah. Like twice. Because
he threw that pick at the end of the game.
Yep. He threw the pick and that was after they got the ball back.
He doing what he normally do. But I don't know. I mean, they found a way to win, and that's all that matters.
True indeed. Instead of being 1-2, I mean 1-3, they're 2-2, or are they 3-1? They're 2-2, I believe.
Yeah, 2-2. Now this week 5, right?
Yeah. No, they're 3-2. I'm sorry.
They're 3-2. Yeah, I was about to say they won their last two games.
Yeah, they because they beat Philly, they lost to us, and then they lost to. Trying to multitask here. The Falcons lose to. So they're first in the NFC South. They've lost to the Chiefs, 22-17, and they lost to the Steelers, 18-10. Beating the Eagles, Saints, and Buccaneers so far. So let's get into fantasy football. Let's get into fantasy football and let's talk about some trades. I'll start with myself. I'm gonna say a personal trade that I was looking at was with all of the injuries that are going around in fantasy football. One of the injuries that I know has hindered me is A.J. Brown, because he wasn't on IR and he's basically taken up a roster spot for 4 weeks now, 5 weeks now, but one of the 5 weeks, so 4 weeks now, and hasn't been able to produce. That stinks, but really, I think the thing that has emerged as my worst nightmare is Mark Andrews.
Well, he's no longer your nightmare. It's all right.
Yeah, Mark Andrews was highly touted as when you're scouting, when you're doing your pre fantasy scouting. I had him high as the basically number one tight end. Besides him and Kelce, and I would say like 1A being Kittle's because of the offense and how explosive he is. And somehow how explosive he is, so that would make it a thing. But he had his targets moved away. Like, he doesn't get the same amount of targets. And then he's not even securing the ones that he's getting. Like, he had one target in the last game and he dropped it. And it was like right in his chest. I really don't understand. That's one of the things that I'm contemplating. Should I trade Mark Andrews this week or for people that own Mark Andrews? Should we trade Mark Andrews this week, or is this a thing that we think maybe I should hold on to him for a week or a few weeks more and he'll get back on track?
Well, I'm going to say I would hold on to him just because I think it might change a little bit. But the one of the bigger things that changed out there was, come on, man, you got King Henry out there. That take away from a lot of things, you know what I mean? That where they would normally throw maybe a little bit, they like, man, forget that. It's third and three. We got somebody better stop this freight train because we gonna go for this two down territory, depending on where you at. Good luck stopping him twice in a row. So
Thanks.
especially if you don't know what you call if which car gonna pull it, Lamar, if he gonna pull it. So now your DN or your outside linebacker definitely got, come in, play contain. He can't go too far in on the run because he gotta make sure the quarterback don't pull it. So he gotta be, very careful with what he do on that end piece. So I mean, I would keep him around for a little bit longer. I think they'll get him, eventually bought into the system. But it also depends on who you have and what kind of league you're in as well. So,
Agreed.
if you already got a pretty good tight end, just in case you keep him there as a backup, and then obviously when the other person's on a bye week, you might have to start him that week or whatever. So.
Me personally, I couldn't take any more weeks catching L's from that position, so I just traded
Oh, okay.
them. Well,
Yeah.
I
I
can
mean,
see.
you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
I can see guys wanting to get rid of him. I mean, I can see guys wanting to keep him. But another light spot, I would say, that's kind of keeping him from getting the yardage and the targets is the other tight end. Excuse me. You got Isaiah Likely out there, who has crazy short in such short time become Lamar Jackson's number one tight end target when you out there. So I don't know, man. I just felt like it wasn't looking good for Mark Andrews, and I'm gonna go ahead and cut my ties and cut my losses with bro early on in the season, even if it comes back to bite me later. Might not have been a smart decision, but I was just going with my emotions and getting them the hell off of my team.
Yeah, I go up and down, and it's not a bad thing for me. Is that thing on Deontay Johnson, man? Sometimes he be having some real good games, and I'd be like, dang, I should start this mode. But then I'd be looking at my other wide receivers. I'd be like, I don't know who I'm put him in there for, man. But he been having a pretty decent season.
Yeah, he has. That's one of the guys that, as you know, used to be a former Steeler, and he's like that. And he's like that in terms of he can be a solid contributor for your fantasy team, but at what rate, I guess you would say, because you may already have a guy in a receiver one or maybe even receiver two, and he might could be your flex, but if you're anything like me and love to draft receivers, he's probably your fourth option most of the time. And that's not necessarily what I need out of a Deontay Johnson. For that guy, I would want him to be at least like my two or flex option, not like a is he my flex this week or not option.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, well, he playing for me this week because Neighbors is out, so
Oh yeah, that's a
that
bad one. We'll get some cuts in.
hit that hit the heart a little bit because
Yeah,
he been
especially because
he
they said he was all right. Well, he said he was all right, but
he been balling for me, so
he looked bad after that concussion in the game.
Yeah. You gotta be smart.
Yeah,
it's about the season. Yeah, it's about the season, not the week. So
facts.
Yeah, man. So then there's some other people that kind of disappoint, really, is like A-Rod. He's an asshole anyway, but he kind of disappointed a little bit this year in fantasy-wise.
Yeah, because their offense isn't really – it's more Breece Hall than Aaron Rodgers in a sense because you don't have anybody really gaining any real targets out there. I mean, Adam Lazard has 3 touchdowns, but they're short yardage, so they're not really doing anything – when it comes to getting those fantasy points. And then you got a wide receiver one who hasn't really, I mean, he has a touchdown, but he hasn't really gotten the ball like you've seen that preseason that him and Aaron Rodgers played together was probably more of a target efficient looking machine opposed to now. So
everything different. Everything different when you get taken.
What do you think about that Davante Adams addition, though? Do you think it'll happen, and what could that potentially mean for Aaron Rodgers as a fantasy option as well?
He kind of put a bad taste in my mouth, but I think he's a little bit slower than what he used to be. I think he could definitely still help. I'm just not sure how much A-Rod believes in the play calling out there. I think he wants more control. And until his attitude changes a little bit and, you know, he starts to believe. Because what the issue is he starts to bring in all the own guys he has. He kind of like our old coach. He bringing all them damn North Carolina Panthers and then wonder why we couldn't get to the playoffs. Where you couldn't get to the playoffs with them with North in the Carolina. But he's still throwing the if he wasn't in the league, Lazard might be playing with the goddamn Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I mean, he just pick who he want from his old squad and just have him come play. But I don't know. Adams could definitely be a piece, but I don't at this point in his career right now, even though he had a solid year last year, but in the NFL, 1 year can make a huge difference. Look at Christian McCaffrey, and I know it's just because he's injured, but still. A year ago, he was dominating, and now, shit, he can't even get on the field. So, I don't know, man. We'll see.
I agree with that. Let's go on to some Commanders updates. The team is rolling right now at 3-1. I know that's got
to
be crazy.
Hail to the Redskins. It's the Redskins, damn it. But, man, let me tell you something. I'm very interested to see the crowd Sunday, and everybody going to say, well, it's just the Cleveland Browns. Well, let's be clear. The Cleveland has been very close to beating a lot of teams.
Yeah.
That's one. Two, I say I'm excited to see because I think for the first time and one of the longest times, that stadium is going to be jumping because the excitement in this area right now, bro. I know you ain't down here right now, man. The excitement in this area is through the roof, Slim. And and even little things like, I don't know if you know who Cosme is. He left guard, I believe he is. They had him mic'd up, and he was just like, man. They had him on. He was on the bench talking to the other offensive lineman. He was like, man. Number 5 just brings, he said his name, but he was like, number 5 just makes it so damn fun. I haven't had it like this ever. Like, and it just, he's so infectious. It's going over towards the defense. Last week was probably the best defensive game I seen us play shit since probably 2013. And, it's just starting to spread. The team is laughing. We're not the laughing butt of jokes at the local radio shows right now. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just everybody is feeling it. And number 5, man, let me tell you something. I knew he was gonna be good, this good that early, because we are talking about potential MVP. this good that early, and to see how calm he is in the pocket, and he's learning how to slide, and he's learning, okay, that's not open. Let me go to two. And I seen him get to his fourth read and let that jump go. I've also seen him see, you know, when that safety came up in the Bengals game, and he realized, okay, I got to get rid of this motherfucker because he's basically free. With the, you know, they call him hot, they call him red, depending on whatever system you are. And I'm going to throw this thing up to my guy, 17, and he going to make it happen. That was just a wonderful throw. It was a great catch, too. And, you know, we ended up going up, what was that, 38-22 at the time on the Bengals, something like that. But, yeah, I mean, he's just bringing something infectious to this team. And it's something we haven't had since probably 2013 when we had RG and Pierre and everybody like that, and Deshaun and Reed when his noodle wasn't loose. And but yeah, man, so it's just something different that we haven't had. Now we just all hoping he stays healthy, because I don't even want to say playoffs just yet, but we definitely if with our schedule we have coming up, if we can get, you know, two or three of these next four games, I definitely see us going to the playoffs. And he made one mistake last week. Other than that, man, because he could have hit him on a skinny post, it flew a little bit on him and it went up top a little bit. But other than that, man, he's just been far beyond what I thought he was going to be this early. And it's just been a blessing to have him here, man.
Yeah, man. Rookie of the year, early, breadwinner. I want to say he's running away with that conversation already in the fifth week is Jaden Daniels. And even I'd probably say top three in MVP running for this league right now.
Yeah,
for sure. Jaden Daniels. Behind that team that's third in the league in scoring with 30.3 points per game. And tied for 12th for passing yards,
yeah.
And third in the league as well in rushing yards already with
169
and a third.
And I'm not even a huge Brian Robinson fan, but
yeah, I got to give kudos to him as well. He's doing his thing.
I was about to say, I got to give it to him this year, man. And obviously that 1 year was kind of off because he got shot or whatever. And then, you know, just trying to rebuild everything. But his vision this year seems a lot better. The holes are opening up almost like what we talked about with Lamar, in the sense of that DN / outside linebacker, just depending on if you're running a 4-3 or 3-4 or whatever. Even if you're running a nickel sometimes that safety might have to come down. But they all got to – you got to respect the fact that quarterback can run. So you can't just come barreling down, because if he pulled it like he did – in that one game, he's wide open, walked in for a touchdown, basically last 3 yard line in. So you definitely got to maintain and stay true to your motherfucking to your defensive scheme. If not, you in some trouble. So you know Robinson is starting to feel like, okay, that box ain't like it was before. It ain't 7-8 in that box, and they just know they can come down and just do what they want to do. Now you got to really look at some things. And the way Cliff is calling that offense, man, you in some trouble. You don't know if it's bootleg play action. You don't know what's coming your way, because Cliff is calling that motherfucker.
Facts. Yeah. I would say the only thing I need, I think you guys need to look out is for that defense. But Cleveland's offense is really anemic. You think over under, what's the I'll say being 0.5, what are you taking on the defense coming up with an interception in this game?
You
taking over or under that? And I would say, well, let's put it at 0.5, meaning if they get one interception, you're taking it. One or more interceptions, you're taking it. Or are you going with the 0.5 under and saying they probably won't get a pick this game?
Speaking of our defense?
Yes.
I'll say over.
Take that 0.5?
Yeah, I'll say over. And we just talking strictly interceptions?
Yes, just interceptions. Because right now, no one on that defense has an interception.
Yeah,
you guys have some sacks, but no Amari one on Cooper, that defense.
Amari Cooper has an interception. Amari, if you have Amari Cooper, you better start him this week. he's gonna have a big game. I'm just gonna tell you that now.
big prediction right there for fantasy football owners. If you got Amari Cooper, start that man.
Our secondary is Brock. And we ain't talking about The Rock. I'm talking about Rock the show. He was a trash man. But that's a lot about the Skins. What you think about them, them Pittsburgh Steelers, man?
Man, I feel excited, honestly. I mean, I know we're coming off of a loss, but that was our come back to reality moment. I feel like we underestimated the Colts, thinking we were just going to go down there in Indy, over there in Indy, and kick the crap out of them, and that didn't happen.
I would have if the young man ain't get hurt.
True indeed. I liked how 84 was running early on. I really like to see that Justin Fields battled back, because our offense didn't look that strong in the first half. Second half, we came out with three straight drives of touchdowns. So you can't argue with that. We've seen something from Justin Fields, who the city is starting to fall in love with. The team, we're hearing rumors that, guys are saying that he came in with that quiet confidence, and guys want to play for him. So I'm excited about our chances this week, especially with Micah Parsons being out, and you got Dexter Lawrence. Lawrence being out.
Lawrence, yeah.
So those two guys are going to be pivotal in what our offense can do this week. And we're at home. It's a Sunday night game. It's been a while since we played the Cowboys. I always love a chance to kick the crap out of the Cowboys team and get to talk stuff to the Cowboys fans, because they believe that they're America's team, when I believe that the Steelers really are America's team. But, we don't need that title, though. I feel like our fans know it. Everywhere you go, there's a Steeler bar somewhere. It doesn't matter where you're at. There's one in Dallas. I mean, there's no Cowboys bars. There's no Cowboys bars here in Pittsburgh. I'm just saying. So
there's Cleveland bars everywhere too.
Yeah, well, I would never look for one. So I really don't care about that. That's that. But. You wouldn't catch me in one of them, you know what I'm saying? Just being honest. But I like the Steelers this weekend. We got some injuries that I'm still a little shaky about, especially with our running backs. 84 is out this week. Number 30 is out again this week. And that's one of the guys that I was really looking to see a lot of production out of in this Arthur Smith offense. And for some reason, it's not happening yet because of injury, I'll say. I'm hoping we get to see Roman Wilson, our receiver of the draft, who hasn't played since, I don't even think, did he play one game in the season? But, we haven't seen him all year except for really in Latrobe. I would love to see some type of play where Roman Wilson is at least in and maybe gets a target or two. That would be awesome. But I'm loving where the Steelers are right now. 3-1, I really can't complain. We got the Raiders coming up next, the Jets, the Giants, and then the Commanders.
November 10th.
Games.
November 10th.
So I'm definitely looking forward to the next couple games, but I feel really confident about tonight. I feel really confident about Sunday night And I really feel confident about Justin Fields long term with the Steelers. I would actually go even further and say that the Steelers should give him that contract, whether it's 2 years, whether it's 3 years. But I think he deserves the contract. And I've heard this rumor. Let me say this. I've heard this rumor, and I know it's just a rumor. There's no fact to it. I heard this rumor that Russ could have his PR team push for him to be traded. And I really hope that this is just fake news, because I would hope that this man isn't that much of an ass to
He's a
want
prima
to,
donna.
yeah, to want to send his PR team off to push for a trade when, dude, you did all that Captain America shit to be the captain of the team, and you weren't healthy, and you also was trying to win over your teammates. I'm thinking this is my version of what happened to Russ. He was trying to win over his new teammates by showing he's the rah-rah guy and all of that shit too. And he hit the sled, and the sled hit his ass back, and he hasn't been right yet. And that is the reason why Russell Wilson has been limited in freaking practice and can't be our actual QB1. And now he might not even see the field unless injury. So I don't blame anybody but Russell Wilson, and I really do hope that this is fake news, because I'd hate for it to be true.
Well, I got you. And this is just going to be something quick, since we're speaking on rumors with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then we'll go to this next trade because we ain't got a whole lot of time left. It's rumors that Justin Fields hangs out at Cordell Stewart clubs.
Oh man, come on. I ain't heard that one. I hope not, man. I hope that's fake news too. I ain't heard that. I don't know where your source is for that one.
Let's get to this Knicks trade, bro. So, the New York Knicks trade for Cat. Minnesota gets Julius Randle, Double D, Dizendendro, however you say it.
DiVincenzo.
Yeah, Dizendendro, whatever. I don't know. And a first round draft pick. My brother, who you feel like won that trade?
Man, it's really enticing to say New York, but I'm gonna actually go with Minnesota because of the fact that the first round draft pick might not mean much if the Knicks are good, which they were a playoff team last
Oh
year.
no, it's Detroit's first round pick. It's from Detroit. Yeah.
Okay, now we're talking. So a Detroit draft
Yeah.
for a first round draft pick, yeah,
Yeah.
that ups the ante a little bit. So I'm
Yeah.
definitely gonna double down on Minnesota with that one, because
Yeah.
not only did you get a first round draft pick of next year, excuse me, whether the Knicks are good or not, you also add perennial All Pro, All Star in Julius Randle. And he's not a journeyman. He has spent a majority of his last tenure with the Knicks, and had some flashes of greatness in LA before becoming the Knick. So I like the move there, and then adding a DiVincenzo with Ant-Man, and now Julius Randle in that cogwheel of a offense and defense you have over there with Naz Reid. Now he can be your true number four, or even come in and play the five when they go small ball. So you got him at the five, Julius Randle at the four, and you add DiVincenzo with Ant-Man in there. I actually love that, and that to me is why I would say that they won that trade. Like I said, I like the idea of Cat on the Knicks because he's an automatic starter for that team.
Oh,
So,
for sure.
that makes that that offense, that starting five looks sexy up in New York. Pause.
Right.
But yeah, I'm a double down with Minnesota.
Nah, I definitely agree with you. I believe Minnesota won that trade. I see what the Knicks were thinking about, though. They definitely now can spread the floor. And Cat played a great season last year, especially hitting threes. So that helps them spread the floor a little bit. What Randall really doesn't do well, but to me, with losing Double D, I think towards that playoff time, he really showed them what he could do. Now, I think he didn't want to hit the bench back like that. So maybe there was rumblings of him being a little upset about, maybe going back to the bench as much. Yeah. But I still feel like he'd have got a role, because we all know that Tibbs going to use your ass till he can't use you, because he going to make you sure you get your minutes. But I definitely think with that first round pick, if Randall and Ant-Man can figure out a situation to where Randall ain't dribbling for 20 seconds of the shot clock, I feel like, as long as they can build a friendship and some kind of relationship out there, and just Randall's going to have to know that, hey, listen, Ant-Man is the man. Ain't no, if he ain't doing his thing, you ain't doing your thing. So you better realize that you ain't in New York no more. That's the other thing too. Cat being in New York, I don't know how well he's going to do with that New York media. He's really soft. So yeah. we're going to see. They better put his ass in therapy ASAP.
And he's never been in this type of media situation either. So, and not even just the media situation, those New York fans will let him hear it real fast if he's out there on that soft shit.
Oh, no doubt. The one good thing is he has played for Tibbs before, though. So,
that's true.
That's a blessing. Other than that, I'm not a huge Cat fan. Now, does his number speak? They do speak volumes. But it's just something about that dude. I mean, he's just a little standoffish. He's just a little, I don't know, man. He's like a better JaVale McGee.
Right. Well, he might open up a little bit more, and not that he wants to, but he might have to with this New York team. But like you said, I think Tibbs will guide him in the right direction. And something else to piggyback on, both of us agreeing to double down with Minnesota, I also believe that they won that trade because they got rid of Cat with that $200 million contract that he's got. Yeah, mm-hmm. so you get rid of that contract, you free up some money, obviously, for anyone else that you might want to sign or bring along, extend.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, definitely. So it's definitely, I think we both feel like Minnesota won. I think for each organization, and I mean, you could always say this, but I don't think it's always true. I feel like both organizations feel like they got a better end of the deal. And actually, even on, I think it was on Sports Center or, what's that first take? They were actually surprised that more NBA people thought that the Timberwolves got the better of the trade.
Oh, wow.
Which surprised a lot of people. So,
well, they know what's up then. That's really all it was. They know what's up because I agree that Minnesota had the better of the trade by far.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. That one name for New York probably does a lot, but just the addition of the two guys they added over in Minnesota, and you adding that pick, like I said, that doesn't matter whether the Knicks are good or not, because they should be good. But you add that option to get a young guy who's possibly a top 10 or 25 player in next year's draft, that's going to speak some volumes too come next year, especially if they don't reach that goal and want to make that run again at the NBA championship next year.
They were that I got. They were that I got.
You still there, my brother? Oh, there we go. I lost you for a second, but we were still talking about the mixed tray, and I was just saying that I think we both can agree that the first round pick takes it over the top because the Knicks don't have to be good. I mean, it doesn't matter if the Knicks are good. And that team should be good, especially with the addition of Cat. With them going to the playoffs last year and adding him, I would think their expectations are to do nothing less than be back in possibly the Eastern Conference Finals next year.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. We also got to see how that team gels as a whole because we got to remember that a lot of that team was out during that run.
True. And then you add what two new guys, your Cat and your Mikal Bridges, who weren't on that team last year.
Exactly. So it's
So
like
that's going to take some time for that chemistry as well, even though there's a Villanova Knicks now.
That's tough. That's tough. They had to break up the boys, but they should have known that was going to happen because eventually all of them going to get paid a little bit.
Absolutely. And I mean, and Mikal Bridges is a big addition as well because you get a guy who's an all-around player. I mean, he can score, he can defend, and he's durable. He played damn near, what, 82 games in a season in his past couple seasons. He's played well over 75, I want to say well over 80%
Oh, they're
of
scattered.
his games. Well,
Yeah.
yeah, and then that's very rare in this day and age when you got guys taking off back to backs and not playing through injuries and stuff of that nature.
What Cameron may say, pause, load management.
So
But yeah.
since we I was gonna say since we're on basketball, if you wanted to real quick, we can just dive into who you think are quick legit playoff contenders in the East and West are. Who would you start with?